the conditions that we're living in, how has business been for you, and how do you assess the upcoming holiday season?
We have 3 stores in town here, so the suburban stores have been doing fine. We were lucky enough to integrate a interactive online POS system into our stores last year, that to where people can shop virtually in our stores and check out and do everything. We can ship, or they can come in and pick it up with no contact. The downtown store certainly has suffered a lot of from lack of foot traffic. You know, the COVID shutdown, and then the civil unrest that we had in May, and the clearing out of all the offices down here. So the downtown store's got a lot of challenges.
How optimistic are you for 2021? Do you have a strategy in place?
We do have a strategy in place. It's going to concentrate more on our, you know, our virtual interaction with our online website, with our POS system, contacting our regular customers. We're in a niche business that has a lot of repeat customers who have what we call, they have subscription boxes, so they get their weekly books and monthly books through us. We can have them manage all that on their own through their apps or the website. If things go south again, then, you know, we can... We've just already converted them to an online shopping experience.
Do you think the city has done enough to address some of the challenges not only facing your business, but perhaps other challenges other downtown businesses are having?
I don't think the city itself has. The outside organizations like Downtown Indy Inc., they've been invaluable. I mean, that group has really worked their tails off to try to help us out down here and to get some, you know, resources allocated to the downtown retail, particularly the restaurants, and the restaurants are the ones who need the support. I mean, if they're going to make it through this, they need the support of the Indianapolis area, the suburbs, coming down, supporting them, keeping them in business until we can get back to some level of normalcy, whatever that may look like.
What are your hopes and objectives for 2021?
The hope for 2021 for me is to ride this out through the winter. January and February are the coldest of months, but at that point, you know, we're going to ride on our online presence, and then we're going to try to come out of this promoting the store, particularly the downtown store, once we get, say, the NCAA tournament, once we start getting even smaller conventions back here. We're going to advertise and market ourselves to those people going back to their hometowns, to where we can hopefully get a regional, if not a national, presence on our, you know, on our online store.
You've been in business for quite some time. What advice or suggestions would you give for startup businesses who are struggling with the shutdowns during the pandemic?
You've just really got to cut corners. You've got to be as frugal as you can possibly be. It stinks because your humanity comes into it to a certain degree, and you don't want to get rid of employees. You don't want to, you know, make cuts that just hurt you as a, you know, from an emotional, personal standpoint. But you've just got to make those choices, and you've just got to go forward and be honest with everybody. You know, do what you can just to save your money, and do not, under any circumstances, put yourself personally liable for any of your business expenses. Do not bring your house and your family into the business and put them in jeopardy.
Thank you for your time today.
All right, thank you.